Now the funeral is over, and all the tears are dried up. Niggas hanging deep on the cut, getting fired up. Looking for the nigga who pulled his pistol on my homie. An eye for an eye, so now your life is what you owe me. Look deep into the eyes of your motherfucking killer. I want you to witness your motherfucking murder, nigga. And since you wants to kill, then your ass has got to fry. But ain't no police there, boy, your ass has got to die. We play the game for keeps, and if you slept, I guess you sleep. You shouting the fucking at your ass is 6 feet deep. Cause where I come from, yo, everybody's got a cat. And niggas try your ass just to see where you got your heart. And if your shit is flimsy, then your ass is gonna
Billy
be.
Billy won that mic. Yeah, it was at a contest. I meant to have Cameron have that mic.
I'll take it.
He seems like the guy who would most have, like, the
gold. I have
gold.
A chain now?
Yeah. Dude, like,
with
I have a chain.
Cameron wants this mic, but
I do.
He doesn't get it.
Yeah, don't let him have it,
just because you wear a dangly earring doesn't...
all the sparkly...
Sparkle.
Yeah. I don't have it.
I like. Yeah, he's keeping that for himself.
I'm being very mask right now. I'm very mask. Yeah.
This is mask for you.
This is very mask for
you. It is, honestly. Yeah. His mask is like a guy named Ira. when Cameron's fucking Butch.
I'm Butch right
like
now.
This texture. Are you wearing gold toe socks?
A little more into the mic.
I didn't know we were going.
Wait, are we rolling? Like, are we rolling?
I just
right
didn't
now?
Know we were going.
Oh yeah, dude. We play it free and easy over here.
Okay.
Well, I haven't been talking.
New microphone bit that I did.
I don't know. I kind of liked it.
No, let's cold open on that.
We're gonna cut that out as the clip for Instagram.
Thanks. Awesome,
like,
great.
Hey guys, come listen to this. Cameron is.
This
gonna
is awesome. Yeah, it's gonna go great at Reed.
Well,
yeah.
And then I just don't say anything for the whole show, so no one knows there's a Jew here.
Yeah.
Worse for you.
The whole time he's just like, no, my friend's a Jew. He's my roommate. I hate him. It's all good.
He lives in the walls.
I was going to say, too, that you're wearing, like, chains like an Italian guy, but I forgot.
I did buy this. I bought an antique Italian chain, yeah.
It's antique?
Yeah.
He's half Italian. Yeah. Did you know that?
I know. Yeah. And it, dude, look at him right now. Yeah. With the mustache and the chain.
I'm feeling good.
The first thing I said to Cameron walking, I was like, damn, dude, you look good.
Thank you. No, thank you. Seriously, that made my day.
You look like you could catcall and get away with it.
I know. I'm going to start doing it. I'm going to start doing it.
Normally when people catcall at me, I say, sorry, I don't have any chains. That's what you're supposed to do.
What would you, but if Cameron did, you right now though.
We're like, okay, I'd stop.
Really?
I'd stop.
Thank
yeah.
you so much.
Look,
I appreciate
nice
it.
Cleaned up today.
All right, what if Noah cat called you? What's that getting
Noah,
right
Noah
would
cat call a girl like me. I just know that he
no,
would.
No,
yeah,
he
only
I
does
just
white women.
Women.
That's it. Yeah.
That's what I from far away.
I feel like Noah would cat, like the version of reality where Noah's cat calling is like he's homeless and he cat calls to
and
try and charm someone out of a cigarette.
Yeah, he's like,
and like the lady's like into it, and then it turns out he doesn't actually want to fuck her. He just wanted a cigarette, and then he gets
or bum a lighter.
And he's like, no, I could see your scalp. Your hair's falling out, and then he just runs away.
Whoa, get yeah. away from me, whore! Yeah.
He doesn't
want cigarettes.
I said I'm hungry. Okay, Jesus Christ.
You yeah. ask her to use her phone to call the police on her. You're under citizen's arrest. Let me see that iPhone right
hey, can
now.
Can I borrow your phone
yeah.
real quick?
Yeah.
yeah, that would be, that's what.
So we've got a few guests on the show today. We've got Noah, Ben, and Cameron. We'll call them friends of the show at this point. Once you get a return, yeah, I like to call it friend of the
and
show.
And then you become homies. We're not homies yet.
Okay.
Ooh, yeah.
We need one more time. Like yeah. That. One more time, and then we're homies?
I think so.
Okay,
yeah.
cool.
Yeah.
Okay, hell yeah.
All right, we got to make sure
like,
not
he wants to
come
to
back.
Negotiate that farther.
Yeah, I do.
Last time he was on, he was like, dude, don't talk about us hanging out. Fuck up, dude.
No,
this
it's good.
Gay right now.
It's good. It's good. I like it. I like it.
I was just telling Tanner today, too, like, there are certain things that seem gayer than actually being gay. Like, they're... Yeah. Yeah. Do you know what I'm talking about?
100%.
The first thing that came into mind when Tanner mentioned Prius, I was like, a Prius.
Every time I tie my shoes, I feel like it's a little fruity. You know what I mean? Like,
I definitely get the ick watching guys tie
yeah.
shoes.
It's
like,
gross.
You learn how to tie your shoes when you're like 3 years old, yeah. so you still do it like a toddler.
I do
you
the
like,
bunny loop. It's embarrassing.
Watching a dude move his toes in a pair of socks,
oh my God.
That's fucking
oh,
gross.
Gross.
When you just fucking curl them up yeah. and let them go, it's like, God, suck a dick
yeah.
already.
Yeah.
You know?
I hate that as soon as you said that, like, my ankle pops when I do that, so it like it feels good, and I just realized I do that a lot.
Oh
I'm like,
God.
Oh, I look like such
Tanner.
A woman. All
you know what?
Tanner, but we knew you were gay. So
what about when you're in bed and you're like rubbing your legs together because they're cold, but
or and the
feet,
blanket feels good
yeah.
when
and
you get the blanket in your crotch and yeah. you just move like yeah. that.
I've had sex with women and been like, this feels gay to me. I swear, like when a lady kisses my neck and I close my eyes, that's that's crazy, dude. That's crazy.
Well, dude, the strength it takes to keep your eyes open. Come on, just succumb to it. Feel like a woman. No. All right, I guess.
I moan. That's weird.
It's gay in the old sense of the word, when gay just meant anything cathartic.
Yeah.
You know?
100%.
That's like what the sunset gay.
Okay. Yeah.
Sunset gay.
I'm not sure what the old sense of gay means or what cathartic means, but when you said a sunset, I'm like, I know that feeling. You know? Yeah, that seems good.
I forget.
Sunsets make everyone gay.
That is true.
In the old sense of the word. So you guys got a little move coming up?
They do.
Two out of the three? Yeah. Ooh, you seem pissed about it, dude.
I'm fucking... Look at my stance right now,
away
dude.
Away from them. And
I'm devastated.
Yeah.
He's not.
When are you guys... Drama? When are you guys going?
Is there drama?
17th.
The 17th of 17th. July?
Yep.
Dude,
yeah, it's coming
soon.
Up 3 weeks from today, dude.
And going to Chicago, right?
Yeah.
Why Chicago?
Wait, you guys are moving?
Get away from Cameron.
The farthest on the globe away from Cameron.
No. I know it's all jokes here, but this is hurting my feelings.
He was invited. He was invited, and I'm very sad that he's not able to. But
I'm pursuing my academic.
We're going to the... Because, I don't know, we've been in Portland for, like, fucking forever, so it's time to
set
just
up shop,
not...
and then Cameron will meet you out there.
That's the plan. Further down the line, because he's got school and stuff.
Yeah, sure.
But,
I'll be honest, I was a little bummed when I heard it was Chicago, because that was the city I would plan to move to if there was a next move, and now it's going to seem like I'm copying. I'm like,
dude, honestly, there's like 100 fucking Portland comics already planning on moving to Chicago, so just pile on, dude. We'll take over.
Why did you guys choose Chicago?
Yeah.
Dude, I like the road stuff they got out there. Also, the winters sound really good.
The winters?
I think that's
Jesus,
my favorite part.
Jesus, organism miserable
no,
enough for you?
No, not for me.
You're from Portland, huh?
No, I moved up here from the Bay.
Oh, from the Bay? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I'm from Detroit, so, like, I know how fucking brutal the Midwest can get. So the fact that you're saying that, I'm going to check in with you in December.
No, it's just the road stuff seems cool. Yeah. And
so you want to go to Chicago to go on the road away from Chicago?
It's very easy.
It's kind of mostly the
I'm moving to Chicago to go to Minnesota, okay? That's
Honestly, Minnesota sounds so fucking cool. Minneapolis sounds tight. I kind of wish I was moving there.
I didn't know you loved the Midwest so much.
Yeah.
I don't know anything about it, really, but just what I see on Instagram,
Ben's
sounds pretty cool.
Ben's face right now is like, yeesh.
No, I think you're moving and you're like jealous of another city already. Like, you just moved to Minneapolis. You're like, dude, I wish I was going there. That'd be so sick. Like, what ties do you have to Chicago? Just that all the other Portland comics are moving there?
Chicago's cool. I think
Chicago is cool right now
it matters less than ever where you're at exactly, like, because of the way comedy's changing and shit. Like, you see Austin's like popping right now, and it's like, I don't want to go. I've been to Austin and I liked it, but even if the scene is like blowing up in a way that it isn't here, it just feels like Portland.
Yeah.
And I don't want to do the whole move and just move somewhere that feels the same.
Yeah.
And Chicago
Good
is just
for you.
Undeniably a bigger city with a lot of opportunities, a lot of A clubs, you know. Portland's got one club and Chicago has Zany's, Laugh Factory, like a bunch of places. So it'd be cool to get to work at a club, you know, or like try and work at more than one. And I'm going to school out there. So Columbia, the one that's easy to get into.
I was going
to
say, isn't that like a crazy good school? I'm like, Ben, are you
a genius?
Oh, no,
Ben Levy's gone Ivy League, baby.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
No. He hit me up after he's I got into Columbia, and I was like, what?
No, we're just
what the fuck just happened?
And he's so dumb, he doesn't even know what he's doing. He, like, doesn't know that there's a good Columbia out there.
Oh, my God.
No, I did.
I knew. Be nice.
I knew they were going to.
Smarter than I am.
And then, I sent him a, I was like, that's why I said, I was like, the easy one, and you still, like, thought I was talking about the other, and then I sent him a picture.
I didn't know there was one, more than one Columbia.
We're actually talking about
I'm retarded, and it's all right.
It's like a 97% acceptance rate, sorry.
Yeah, but that 3%, dude, those are some bad dudes. The 3%?
Yeah. I'm honestly more worried just about, like, being around that many, like, 18-year-olds. Because I went to school.
What are you gonna do, dude? You can't control yourself.
Wait, hear me out. Like, how am I not gonna fuck all of them? I gotta focus on school,
dude,
and I got
right
all
now,
this fucking 18-year-old
right
ass.
Chicago bitches are down for the cause.
I grew
too.
Up there, so I know. I know. Yeah, they actually try.
What age did you move away from?
No, let's move on.
Wait, no, let's stay on this. No. All right,
women in the city do not waters. Try.
No, Ben, that's a great point. Fucking get on there, dude.
No,
get in there, dude.
Sabotage me.
I'm not saying I'm agreeing with you.
No, I just like I remember I noticed when I went to visit home, like after being out here for a couple years, I appreciated the women where I grew up.
Yeah.
In a way
yeah.
that I hadn't, just because it was like, oh, like yeah, you smell furrier. Good. Yeah,
they smell good.
They don't
smell
look good. Scary.
Yeah.
Oh, there's some stinky women out here. Yeah. We might have cut that. You know what?
No, I've seen. There's like, I don't know. This is dicey. This is dicey territory.
That's all right.
But it's like sometimes, dude. I'll see like a chick out here. Sometimes it's like a 10, like a beautiful yeah. girl, yeah. and it's like she's just hate is like. Rebelling against her own beauty in a sense, and it's like has a unibrow and like
too cast strong, to, yeah, for some reason.
And
she's
honestly,
too good for her self-care.
Exactly. Yeah.
The thing is more power to her because she's still catching a dick whenever she wants to in Portland, Oregon. So
yeah.
she, what's her incentive to fucking shave her if she's getting laid either way?
Yeah, I'm sorry, I don't know what to say.
She's making a heck of a point.
The thing is, the women in the Midwest haven't realized that yet. That knowledge hasn't traveled that far. We get shit late, so they're still trying really hard.
Yeah, no,
even
when I came out here, it was a bit of a culture. It was like an actual culture.
It's like how they're still watching older movies and stuff. It's like that's going to get there. Wait, so Cameron, your feelings are a little hurt by the move.
Oh, no, I'm just sad. I'm genuinely, no jokes.
You're going to get
I'm a lot
of material out of it, I feel
Being
on your own.
No, it's going to be awesome.
He's going to start doing it.
No, I think it's crazy. Just like, where do you go from here? Like, the person you've been has been you with your two best friends.
I know, dude. No, like, I have to change. I have to change my politics. I have to change everything pretty much. I'm going to... start going to more protests.
What are you gonna protest?
Huh?
What are you gonna protest?
Just BLM still.
The man.
Yeah, just everything.
You're gonna protest
George Floyd
BLM.
By himself.
If there's a street shutdown.
When they
somewhere.
Zig, I zag. That's what I say, dude. What am I doing? You know,
I don't know. The Timbers will win the MLS Cup, and you'll think it's a protest out there. Cameron's out there with a fucking.
Actually,
sign,
if you do a count of like, it's the same people that go to Timbers games are also like throwing back tear gas. I feel like that's a soccer thing. Yeah.
That's
kind of like.
Sick. That makes me think soccer fans are way tougher than I do. I'm like, oh, they're throwing. Yeah, that's sick.
Throwing Molotovs.
I gotta go to some games.
Yeah,
dude. Yeah.
Yeah, dude.
I just went to the Thorns game on Friday.
How was it?
It was great. I didn't know that there were so many U.S. team members.
What was the score? 1-2?
4-2.
Oh, shit. Nice. Sounds lively.
They were chewing the hell out of that thing over there.
Oh, this band?
Dude. Like, it got lost in my dress.
I thought you were, like, literally losing a tooth a second ago. No. I was like, are you okay?
No, let him Huck Finn,
good.
Right?
That's what
no one losing a tooth during a podcast would be the most fitting thing for you, dude.
I probably wouldn't say
it's going to happen.
If I lost a tooth, I don't think I'd even bring
you
it
would
up.
Swallow
you'd swallow it. Yeah.
I'd spit it out and stick it in my pocket.
See if the tooth fairy's real. That once I didn't tell my parents and then I didn't get shit. My tooth just stayed under there.
Noah, why is your Zin pack rattling?
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, I saw you just chewing on something like that earlier when I was like, what if Noah cat called you? We were getting a little bit of that look. Yeah.
No, it's a 3. I was doing the 6s, but I like putting so many of them in a row that I was getting sick. You know, so I went down.
3% for the kids that got denied from Columbia.
Yeah.
Pour one out for
that's
them,
me.
Too.
I'm in that group.
You applied right after Ben got it. Like, damn it, dude. I wanted to.
I'm assuming you guys are driving out there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I got a big ass dog I gotta drive, so
damn.
Yeah.
But I think I'm just going to get like rent a U-Haul.
Yeah.
And just make
Cameron, are you looking for a roommate?
Possibly. Possibly.
Damn, dude.
Talk has all moved in and everything, but if you want this upstairs area.
I'll take I can't compete with Talk. I'm sorry, but
dude,
he's
crazy good looking.
Yeah, dude, it's fucked up.
Dude,
it's
I so told him to quit comedy the other day.
It is bullshit.
I was on stage. I was like, what the fuck are you doing,
dude?
Just find an old lady and do push-ups in front of her. Like, you know,
cool like Adidas already likes you.
Yeah,
yeah,
that's
dude.
Crazy. That's
it's
what a
nuts.
Waste.
I was working.
I don't know. I feel like he's just gonna get like JFL next year, and then it'll be like that's why I did comedy because he can succeed. Yeah, because people just want to be near him.
That's all you do.
Matt Rife. Matt Rife. Oh my God.
I like Matt Rife. I like what he's doing.
Dude, I like Taka.
I think he's funny. I wanted to hate Matt Rife, and then I watched a few of his videos, and I was like,
I just got tickets for us next year.
And Matt Rife can still get the Chad thing, but Taka's like a glowing Polynesian. Like, you can't even hit him from that angle. Like, he's just a beautiful.
He's exotic.
Yeah, exactly.
That's something that Matt.
I'm gonna fucking kill him. You know what I'm gonna do? This is hurting my feelings, dude. My friends are leaving, and they're like, "There's this hotter half Asian guy in the city, dude.
Step it up,
fuck, dude. You have
better hair than you.
It's just crazy.
Yeah.
God damn it.
It's that Italian half is bringing you down.
It is.
All that bread.
It's just making you the new young half Asian.
It's so true.
The Italian in you is really coming.
Well, the Italian part is the racist part of me too. So it's very conflicted. Yeah. It's very interesting.
Are you trying to emulate like a Tony Soprano shirt there? Are you like
this is how I've been dressing, honestly. The chain has just been the finishing product. You know what I mean? Nice. Like
it's you leaning in a little bit.
Vraiment. Yeah, exactly.
The garnish. So that's what he calls it when he puts his earring in. He's like, I got to put my garnish.
Garnish.
I do call it.
You're making fun of him for putting his earring in as you touch your earring right there. So you're like, isn't it lame that he wears earrings?
Those are cool guy earrings, dude.
Yeah, these are what cool male hot boy pirates
hot boy
wear.
Hoops.
Wait, Cameron, do you just have one?
I just have one ear pierced, yeah.
It's the hot boy hoops.
The gay one.
That one when I was a kid, too.
Yeah. Wait, I thought it was the right ear, though.
I don't know which one it was.
It's the right ear, though.
Yeah.
What?
You have both ears pierced, right?
Yeah.
It's still crazy because I'm bi. Get the other ear pierced when it's like people could just see a picture of you in a mirror or something, like mistake that.
Yeah.
Just get them both. You're walking on the edge. I like that.
Who knows, man? When you guys leave, I'm getting the other one pierced.
Nice. Make a commitment.
He's going to get Ben out of the house. So
exactly.
It looks like it's not copying him.
We do. We kind of like there's some osmosis, some clothing osmosis in our house.
You guys all look the – I mean – Weird enough, you guys all look like the same size, even though the size variation
it's
between
like
the
sisterhood
three
of
them.
Traveling pants shit. Like Noah's jeans could go on any of them and just fit amazingly.
Our heights vary, but we all have 7-inch dicks, so it evens out.
There it is.
You know who's fucking you?
Yeah.
Oh, God. 7 inches would be awesome. That would be great, dude. God damn it.
Your voice sounded really upset. Your voice sounded so sad just now.
7 inches is so impressive.
Yeah.
Really?
Thank you. I like wrote that on a
I mean, is it though? Is it actually though? Like, if we actually thinking about it, like what about like writing short stories? Is that cool? You know what I mean? But like really, if we think about it. What if I was reading Kafka with a 5.5-inch penis? What about that?
What metaphor is your dick making to?
Exactly, dude.
There's no literary goodness to it. I was trying to think of that word.
Yeah. I don't know.
Living with Taka is like one of the first things that really made me feel like just truly out of it old. It's like I can.
You're looking a little, you know what I mean? Like you're fucking. You're looking something.
Change the subject.
Wait, Tanner, how old are you?
29. Huh?
29. So, I can't even like make fun of you for being 20. I feel like me and Ben are old now.
Yeah. How old are you guys?
We're 26. I'm about to be 26.
Oh my God, I feel so old.
Yeah, we're old.
How old are you?
It's like I can tell Taka's cooler than me, but I can't tell which parts of him are cooler than me. So I'm just like emulating
he's
all the wrong things.
He's so fucking young. He's like, he's very young.
He's barely 21, right?
He's very pussy hungry. I don't know if you've seen him like at shows.
Really?
Very much so.
Wait, I would not agree with this. I've lived with him for a while.
Dude,
on a show,
there was this chick that like crashed like a golf cart, and he was like, dude, she's so hot. I need to hang out with her right now.
Wait, she crashed? Wait, what show was this at?
Okay, I think.
He got that dog in him.
Yeah, no.
I need so many more details.
I think it's what it sounds like. He's a pussy entrepreneur.
He is.
I think he's professional.
I'm gonna go on Shark Tank. Like he goes on Shark Tank.
I need to go schmooze a little bit. I need to go make some connections. You know.
Yeah.
Like I don't think he's a dog. He's going at it like a dog. You know.
He seems giddy about.
Wait. So
you want to see you hang out at Maloko after dough if you want to see men be dogs. All right.
Oh, dude.
Taka wouldn't know what to do with himself at Maloko. All right. That shit. It's business.
Maloko?
Business only.
Is that like a bar across from Doe?
Yeah. No, it's just.
Ooh, you smiled really nicely.
Yeah,
you
there.
Yeah, you're like, I got some memories.
It's the fish tank bar. The fish tank bar?
It's like
I was
a
just
weird
making a joke because
I was
changing the subject when I was like,
No, I was exaggerating, but it's just like where everyone goes after Doe, and it's just like, you know, Lance holding court.
I feel like I've been there, and I have gotten hit on in the one of the fish tank.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was it Cameron pretending to be more Italian than he is?
If I was hitting on somebody by fish tank, I'd try to catch the fish and buy it. That's what I would do. You see that shit?
Yeah.
Just remember where that came from. You like that? You're
like one of those Asian dudes who can hold his breath for 30 minutes.
I can't do that. Like a, I can't
do
that.
You ever see that documentary?
No, I know I have.
What the fuck?
Thousands of years of evolution. They dive for.
How is that thousands?
I think that was a.
No, but it's the specific little community.
Yeah, like a lot of like and basic. They have women in Korea are able to.
They have a larger spleen than the normal people, and it allows them to hold their breath for longer. Because just
breath
like
control.
they've lived in this little area where the dudes who could hold their breath the longest got the most food and were the most successful over a long time. And now they all have.
They got the most.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
They can hold their breath for a long time, dude.
I was going to make a dumb joke earlier that like that's like their mating call. And you went on to say like, and basically, yeah, the dudes who could hold their breath the longest got the most pussy.
Exactly. Dude.
Wait, so they gave the best head. Now that you and Taka have moved in together, there. We need to know if like, has he had any girls over? Like.
Wait, I want to know more about this chick who crashed a golf cart that then Taka was like, I got to go talk to.
Yeah, she was like, dude, she's so hot. I'm like, chill the fuck out, wait, dude. Like, come on.
He just likes a chick who can't drive.
Dude, she's a person. That's what I said. Yeah.
Go find any woman in Portland, any driver in the, on the streets
of
Portland.
Yeah, exactly.
I just...
I like Taka. I think he's great.
Yeah, I love that you just called him that, though. One thing that I've noticed about him is, man, he's been very chill, almost no people over.
No, so he's very chill. Really?
Unless he's out, you know, hounding the... Maybe it's not coming to him. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm wrong about this.
Taka doesn't have to try.
But yeah, when you just
Taka
called him...
Taka can look a woman at the wrong way.
I was like, dude. I don't know if I want
to... He has to wait till the sun hits his face a certain way, and then like three women just appear every day. Like at golden hour, when golden hour happens, he just like it gets offered pussy every day. A random stranger.
I believe it.
It's like his version of saying Bloody Mary in the mirror, but he's got some cooler shit going on.
Yeah.
Damn.
That's when it's like the light hits his face and you're like, whoa, is that a black guy with green eyes? And then someone sucks his dick.
Asian.
Someone just sucks his dick right there.
Taka
heavy.
I was doing my job all day just absolutely hating my job, and he got back from a modeling gig earlier and he's like, oh, that sucked, dude. I had to like take pictures for a couple hours and get paid thousands of dollars for
it. Oh my god.
Like, yeah, dude, that sounds
life.
Horrible, man. That alright, I gotta pee, you guys. All right, with a quick break.
Let's for sure.
We got to get this.
His balls are too low.
So Kaylin,
too low?
Wait, Kaylin, tell the people what happened here. Give them a little background.
I got a nude. Would you constitute this as a nude?
Yeah, yes. His ass is showing.
And you can see the backside of his balls. And he is also holding a tennis racket.
Wait, with a t-shirt. That's my
with
favorite.
With a t-shirt
Wait, and
on.
A hat? Does he? Oh, not
no,
a hat.
No, not
he has
the
a
hat.
T-shirt
he's
on.
Winnie the
see,
Pooh.
I think
he's Winnie the Pooh.
That's what he's doing.
He's got his hand in honey.
I think the caption makes this.
Exactly. That's what I had.
He had it on a timer.
He did.
Yeah.
Did.
It's a self-timer. Yeah. Oh, my God. I just got the ick. If I couldn't have gotten it more.
The timer gave you the ick?
I think.
Like, in front of a mirror. If you could see his homie taking the picture in the mirror, that would be just like a corner of his knee or something.
I think that's husband
shit.
You
just see a reflection and it's his stepmom.
The posterior of his balls,
the posterior.
The backside, it's like so unwarranted. Like Noah didn't even see it the first time until I was like, no, zoom in.
It's fucking, the balls are concerning to me because that's like.
Too low.
They're too low.
I think it would have been cool if he had said, suck my dick from the back.
I feel like he has a hard time standing up.
That would have made it cool.
Like if he has to get out of a chair, his knees crack. It's like he's got weak jeans if his balls are hanging that low.
Damn, dude. I definitely have at least one that hangs
that
low.
Yeah, dude. And I'm not going to have your babies.
Dude, it's just a little extra puberty, Noah.
I never thought that.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're actually kind of concerningly low.
Maybe that's why he took the ass pick. We were wondering why ass. Maybe he's trying to show off how low the nuts hang.
My grandpa's a doctor.
Imagine trying to go on a
check it out
with a guy who just keeps like getting his balls caught between his thighs.
Oh
you
God,
can't go uphill with that guy.
Can't. Wait, and this
it'll only get lower.
Yeah, it'll only get lower.
He's got Benjamin Button nuts, dude. They're just as he gets
wait,
older.
Isn't that what happens when guys get or the no?
They
just
go
the ball
lower.
Itself, the ball itself shrinks and shrivels, but the sack
but they
actually
go lower,
gets lower.
Which is crazy.
My balls get higher.
Wait, no, the whole thing just goes like.
No, they get lower when you get older, right?
When you
When you get cold, they don't.
When you get older, the elasticity. It's like when underwear loses the elasticity. That's what happens to your nutsack.
I like that this is how many questions we've had before we got to him holding a tennis racket.
Yeah.
He's just holding a tennis racket.
No, he's holding it.
That's his garnish.
And he's not holding the tennis racket in, like, serving position. He's in, like, returning the serving position. Like, he's just not going to get
crazy.
Fucking
aced
on.
It just gave, like, very, like, waspy gay vibes.
It would have been cool if he captioned it Penis Williams.
And, oh, man, that, at first, I was thinking Serena first, and then I was like, oh, wait,
she
that
got
goes
a
really well with Venus. Now I see what you were doing there. That almost sounds just like it.
Perinus.
Yep. Wait, so Kayla, where did you meet this guy? Like, we need some background.
I have never met him.
It
only gets better, you guys.
Wait, how did you get your number?
Yeah.
I've never met him.
She throws it out the window on slips of paper.
Yeah, earlier you talked about how you were only texting guys that you let text you, and how you're like,
oh, yeah,
these
no,
are the guys.
So actually, that was a recent rule I implemented after this picture
came out.
But he's a friend of a friend's. Yeah, he's like my boyfriend, my girlfriend's boyfriend's best friend, like childhood best friend. They're still really tight.
What do they think of that picture?
Friends end up weird.
My friend knows about it and didn't show her the picture because she lives in Detroit.
Yeah.
But
this guy's doing that in Detroit? Holy shit,
City,
dude.
He's in New York City.
Oh, okay, got it. That is,
kind of makes sense.
So ultimately, there's a guy who's childhood best friends with him. That's the connection, right?
Yes.
Does this guy know about
a burnt
the
out
ass?
Factory?
Yeah, dude. That's
crazy. No,
that's crazy.
Not.
Guy's getting laid off by the car factory, and this guy's showing his ass. It's fucking fucked up, dude.
Yeah, wait. Has it?
You know what happened though? Some girl gave him confidence in his ass.
Yeah,
that's what
exactly.
I'm saying. I'm like, because
you guys do that. You guys gaslight us about our asses, and you're like, oh, you got cakes.
Until they break up, and then
and now he's like,
ass out the door.
Now he thinks he's got cakes.
Can I say?
Yeah,
kind of does.
My ass looks kind of good lately.
Yeah,
good.
Yeah,
good.
Dude.
Nice.
It's the summertime. Everyone's walking outside, getting their steps in, looking a little more toned now.
Yeah, dude.
I've never looked at my ass and been like, yeah.
Yeah, because
Ben,
can
I be honest? You have a bad ass.
I do have a bad ass,
but you have a great penis.
But that's what I mean. But also,
is like,
but also,
you,
women
man.
Have told me I have a good ass, and that's what I mean by the gaslighting.
I could tell because
you don't
sound
believe that. Because you don't believe that.
Because I know. I can. And also, it sucks too when you're a guy. Every time you look at your ass, you can never get your shoulders and your ass in the same. Because you're going like that, so you always just look
so
feminine.
It's like when you get a haircut, you use the second mirror.
Yeah, yeah.
So, I'm like, a thing that looks gay, that, like, things that are gay without being gay.
Yeah,
guys
looking
try to check out their
ass. Yeah, exactly.
I think that fits in both. Yeah.
No, dude, holding the second mirror at a haircut, I always feel gay. I don't know how to get it to work. I put it down and go, yeah, it looks good. Thank you. Every single time.
That's why you end up walking out like Macklemore every single time.
Yeah. Yeah, there's been so many times on this podcast.
When I was in the third grade, I thought that I was gay. Because I kept my room straight.
Yeah, no, never met him. And so, yeah, after that, I'm like, maybe I'll just start obtaining numbers and letting guys know when I'll text them.
obtaining numbers.
Like
men are just assets to you at this point. You're like, however I can.
Yes, it's good. You have a portfolio. It's good.
No, that's diversified. That's good.
The summer roster.
Just
kicking anything.
Yeah.
You heard it here. Domestic violence. Gay as fuck.
Gay as fuck.
Yeah.
Huh. Have you guys done any good?
Have you guys ever hit a woman before?
No.
I thought you were going to be like...
No, any woman
beaters here? I thought you were going to be like... You guys done any good DV? You guys done that?
I would like if I tried to change the topic though, and when you guys were like, "Hold on, I have more on this woman beating stuff." I really wanted to go into.
God damn, that is fucked up.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ,
that's pretty fucking terrible.
There are some crazy fucking people out there. Like, I always think this too. There are people who are just roaming around the streets, like just being normal people that are just under the spectrum, like just under the spectrum, and we call them normal.
Wait, are you talking like autism?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
We call them normal. Them as normal.
This whole
like,
dude, look at how they're all sitting. They are clearly all autistic.
They all pointed
I've never felt more attacked.
Spectrum autistic, you just beat a woman with a train.
I'm like, wait. Hit
her in the head with a chew toy.
Yeah. We have her right under the surface.
Yeah, I was like, I don't think any of them are going to hit anybody.
No.
Unless they touch my trains.
No, dude, if I see bright flashing lights, I grab women's hair and pull it. I can't handle bright,
you never throw it
loud
kick.
Noises. No, fuck no.
No, kicking's a big autistic move.
It is a very autistic thing to do.
It's very I know karate.
Kicking's a big, like, when autistic kids would get so mad, they, like, bite their lower lip and then kick.
I used to know one. He would do the bowl thing where he'd, like, scrape the ground with his foot and charge. He'd rev up and, like, breathe heavy out of his nose.
I know karate, and I'm going to show you.
Well, autistic people, they have their hands on their feet. That's a fun fact about them. They use their feet like their hands. Yeah.
Try to cut
it's like shoeing a horse.
Can we delete? I'm going to read. I don't.
At some point in elementary school, the weird autistic kid in my class like revved up and breathed hard at me and was coming at me.
They love
and
revving
I was trying
up.
To pretend like I wasn't really scared, but I was like, dude,
he's revving up. Yeah.
Like, this kid's coming right
they
at
do
me.
Rev up.
They are game bred.
Yeah.
Dude, I whispered something in this autistic kid's ear in like third grade.
Wait,
and
what?
It was I was trying to be encouraging because like he had had a weird moment in class and I was trying to like be nice. Yeah. So I forget exactly what I said, but I was like, I think what I was trying to say was like,
so soft.
I was like, I was like, I thought it was a good question or whatever. So something
you're like
that.
Nice glasses,
but
retard.
He like misheard me.
No.
And heard whatever he heard was like an insult. No. And so I was like, but no one else could hear because I was like, hey, and then he was like, what did you say about me? And then he got all mad, and then everyone thought I had just like whisper bullied into this autistic kid's ear because of his reaction.
Bullying.
Yeah, because he was like, why would you say that about? And then he like got freaked out, and I was like, whoa.
Making friends
How
is never going to be easier.
And that's when I started. Ever since then, I say the word retarded.
Instead of trying
that
to whisper nice
that
things.
Wait, that's kind of traumatizing. No. That's like actually kind of traumatizing. Yeah.
One time a kid with Down syndrome touched my nipples for a really long time in the locker room. And I couldn't do
Bobby
anything
Lee.
And no one else
you got
there.
Bobby
wait, why
Lee.
Didn't you just walk away?
I was what frozen. And
you know that's how you
frozen.
Catch it, right? Like, dude, frozen. You better get tested.
He was rubbing sweet tarts on his nipples.
Yeah, dude.
Wait for it like a lure.
Like a vampire, dude.
Yeah. God damn.
Yeah, dude.
Was frozen.
You better get
like
tested.
Playground term too. You're like the floor was lava. I was
tested.
Frozen. I couldn't. Run
I had
away.
No point of reference for another like man coming up and like tracing the circumference of my
nipples
nipple.
Rubbed by a Downs guy, just biting his lower lip.
Bobby Lee used to
for fun dip. Yeah.
That I don't think that's true. He lies a lot.
I think the part of it that wasn't true.
I think every day for a summer was exaggerated.
I think him and Theo Von. I think both of their stuff is like this would be a really funny thing to say.
Bobby Lee did get molested every day for a summer, but he made up the part where the guy's retarded. So when people are like, oh, he just made it up, it's like he made up the part that makes it funny.
Yeah.
The part that really happened is just horrible.
Horrible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like a true detective fucking guy in a shed.
So quick on his feet. Like, there are certain things that I'm like, how do people. I would. His brain, I'm like, how does it work like that?
Yeah.
I like that you say being molested by a retarded guy is just funny. Like, you're in court. Well, like, no charges here. That's just funny. That's.
It tips the point of absurd. Like, it gets to be. There's a certain amount of things where people can't not
him?
Laugh.
It's like
you couldn't
kind
outsmart
of.
Him.
Yeah, well, it's just like if you throw like.
What is the term? Hat on a hat, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. Helmet on a helmet. Yeah. Dude. Yeah.
Some other Asian euphemism.
I like that. Some Asian euphemism.
I just noticed that Tanner's notebook full of podcast ideas are normally like he has. A few notes written down. I'm just noticing that the notebook's closed today.
I've been trying
so
to go
we're
no
really
notes
just freeballing.
Yeah. Dude, I'll
really?
Guys, you guys roasted me so hard last time you were here.
Yeah,
about
it's fucking
notes.
Insane, dude.
It was since then. I hate to say that, but it's like, no, after that, I'm like, what am I going to do? Have
it
notes,
was
dude?
This time? Damn.
Yeah, and I wanted to have the closed book right here.
Tanner made a note. He was like, no more notes.
No more notes.
Yeah, I have that written on my hand. Down. Don't look at the fucking notes.
Be in the moment. Have fun. Yeah.
Just talk to him. They'll like you, man.
Okay, I will say, sorry. No, because I got to go soon. I will say I really do want to talk about the submarines. The submarine imploding. In my next life, I am truly coming back as a billionaire, I think, and going searching for that Titanic.
What submarine?
I'm coming back as a submarine, and I'm coming apart. You're going to be inside of me, and I'm just going to let you get imploded.
You don't know about the submarine?
Wait, no, Ben, what? Have you seriously not heard about this?
What?
Ben,
what?
Even I'm not.
All Ben does is watch beheading videos. He's like, I have not heard of the submarine thing.
Well, Google search consists of the jihad. And
so these billionaires all bought like a $250,000 ticket to go down in this like janky homemade submarine by this guy to go find the wreckage of the Titanic. Mm-hmm. And then the thing broke under the pressure of all the water. It was like deeper than like almost any submarine had ever gone. It was stupid. And they all died.
When did this happen?
Like within the last week. And it's been the big thing of the internet lately of everyone being like, well, fuck these billionaires.
Ben, I feel like sometimes I live under a rock and then now I'm like actually concerned. Like you,
it's been a big thing on the internet.
Yeah.
It's huge, been like the only thing on the internet.
It's been like the type of thing, like you couldn't open your phone and not see it.
Getting slapped by
Chris
it.
Rock.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
been that of the last.
Yeah. Like, and it would be like impossible to not know about it.
Are you okay?
Yeah. Ben's, he's really dedicated to the stand-up.
I know, I heard about the fucking submarine. I'm trying to illustrate how insane it is that you still think I don't know about it.
Oh, damn it.
God, we're so dumb.
I don't know. I thought it would be fun to pretend I didn't know. Dude, I just kept going with it, though.
Well,
you guys obviously wanted to talk about it, so I thought I'd play the guy who doesn't know, so I'd let you explain.
So we could give the premise. No, thank you. I felt so cool giving the premise. I'm the host of this
Ben's
show.
Ben's out here playing chess.
It started,
Fuck you talking about.
All right, but what's your take on it, Kaylin? You said you wanted to get to it.
Yeah, no. In my next life, I would like to come back. If I ever want to commit suicide, if I really want to fucking hate me,
I felt like you just emotionally abused Tanner. That was fucking crazy.
Ben, all it really is, I believe you're that dumb, dude. Ben, 100%, I believe. Yeah,
Tanner was just explaining. You're like, you fucking idiot.
You fucking idiot. Yeah, I've heard of it. You fucking idiot.
And in my head, too, I'm like,
thanks for the beer, dumbass.
In my head, I'm like, Ben, quit being so dumb, dude. Let us get on with the pot. Everyone's heard about this, dude.
I thought it would be.
And
here
I am. I'm like, are you sorry. Okay?
Yeah, no, I'm just like.
I didn't know everyone would freak out, all right?
God. That was good.
What are you guys bringing to the table, all right?
There's some kid named Ben Levy that got into the Better Columbia that wouldn't have made that dumbest joke.
Yeah, sure. And he's funny, dude.
And got a 7-inch dick.
And a great ass.
It's probably 8 inches, honestly.
He's got to be better.
No, 7-inch, that's excess, dude. That's too much.
What do you, wait, okay.
That's the saddest thing I've ever
seen. Yeah, fuck yeah.
Not getting your fist pounded back about having
I was reaching for Tanner's cock.
Like,
yeah, come on, let's see it.
Get in
there.
Oh, dude. Yeah, dude, small dicks. Oh.
Just like those billionaires, right, Kaylin?
Correct.
Dude, he's
so you're
dick.
Come back and buy
I've seen
Cameron's.
No, you've seen my penis.
It's big. It might as well be 7 inches. If it's not, it might as well be.
Thank you.
Girth, it's photogenic.
Matters, by the way.
I got a very girthy penis. I have a foot-long girth penis. It's really cool.
You got a foot in girth.
I got a taquito. I got a fucking... I got a...
Outside and cold in the middle.
I got a... If you ordered it...
I'm like, it's always a skinny
if you
boy.
Ordered my dick at a Mexican restaurant, you'd be like, they should have gave me 3. I was expecting 3.
This wasn't a combo meal?
Yeah, my dick looks like a plate. Yeah, it's awesome,
dude. A wet burrito?
Yeah, exactly.
It looks like a plate. It's white with little scratches all over
it. It is so cool to brag about how wide your penis is.
I've got a really wide hole. I've got a crazy urethra.
It kind of, the pee kind of falls out.
Yeah.
It's kind of spills out.
You could put a coin in there if you wanted to. I'm not saying you should.
It's
but
more
I'm
of a
saying.
It's like a fountain situation.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, it's kind of like a ravioli. Yeah, like
it's like a bubbler.
Or like one of those
it's a cum bubbler.
One of those wind funnels.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Shut up.
It's only got a breeze going through it, dude. It stays fresh.
Yeah. I have to get going.
All right. Nice. Is there anything that you guys wanted to plug while you were here?
Your guys' roast.
Oh yeah, Friday.
Roast?
Yeah, on Friday, June 30th, we're doing.
This Friday.
Yeah, it's Siren Theater.
At
8:00. Yes, it's gonna be. I think Cameron's got a drop in, possibly
optional.
Optional drop in if he wants to show up, and then we got Adam Posse is the one who put it together. And then Sam Whiteley, Tori Ward, Noriko.
I know you've been. Okay.
Yeah. It's going to be a good time.
Talented people
fun.
Are going to say mean stuff.
Yeah.
Comics get in free.
I did a roast show last week that was just like at this private place out in the middle of nowhere. It was the goat barn that Ty does.
Yeah.
See you, Kaylin.
Have a good one.
Good to see you.
You
And there was just like a bunch of dudes with guns in the audience because it's like kind of a private place. It's like a guy's spot. And so he just has like a bunch of friends over.
Yeah.
And then at the end, the two dudes who won, I was like, do you guys want to go back on stage and like just do anything up there? And they're like, yeah, let's try to roast some audience members. They brought two dudes with guns on stage and just toasted the shit out of them.
Damn,
for like 5
dude.
Minutes. It was one of the greatest things I have ever seen. So if you guys can at your roast show,
have guns.
Find some guys with guns, bring them on stage, and just nice. Roast the hell out of them.
Yeah, well, we're going to have ours.
I'm going to have my guns.
Yeah.
Moving fucking to Chicago
you
soon.
Say all that stuff
me? We don't call it a grand finale
you
for no reason.
You mean it? Dude, my dick is wide. Don't say it's not.
Camel wide.
All right, well, thank you guys for coming out. Hey,
thank
Camel,
you for having
anything
us.
Anything else you want to plug?
No, I'll be hanging myself when my friends leave, so yeah.
Everyone, come watch Cameron hang himself in his friend's basement.
No.
Oh, yeah.
Tickets will be $8.
Oh, you're great.
I'm rolling through your hood and now my heart is filled with anger. You at your sister's house and now your sister's life's in danger. By a total stranger. With the ganger. Niggas want to bang you and hang you, stand you with one up in the chain. Let's take a trip up Hollywood so you can see how many niggas in my hood is down the tide of day. We're standing up for our own shit. And if you outside the clique, then you die, bitch. It ain't no love in this motherfucker. It ain't no love for yourself or your other brother. Because we real with this shit, so we stay true. And since we bang, then we do what OG say to. I've got the mind of the man in the mirror, so I'm looking at me vaguely. But I can't see my baby. I've got my pistol pawn cocked, ready to lick shots non-stop until I see your monkey ass drop. And let your homies know who done it. Cause when it comes to this gangster shit, you motherfuckers know who run it. So when you put this motherfucker to the test, you gotta realize something, nigga.
You fucking with the very best.
I've got this killer up inside of me. I can't talk to my mother, so I talk to my diary. I'm going off on the deep end. I find myself face to face with myself while I'm sleeping. I see your picture in my head and my hand shake. You can run, you can hide, but there's no escape. My inner feelings show no mercy on my enemy. I got to get this motherfucker before he gets to me. So in your own blood you'll pay. And I won't stop until I put this motherfucker in his fucking grave. And I can say this once again. You can cry, but you'll still die. There'll be no tears in the air.
Clear.